you a high performer, obsessed with growth, and looking for an edge? Welcome to Mind Body Peak Performance. Together, we'll discover underground secrets to unlocking the full potential of your mind, body, and spirit. We'll learn from some of the world's leading minds, from ancient wisdom to cutting-edge tools and everything in between. This is your host, Nick Urban. Enjoy the episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mind Body Peak Performance, episode number 51. For about the last year and a half now, I've been using this small little wooden pipe just about every day. I know what you're thinking. How do health and wellness and smoking go together? And for most intents and purposes, they don't. And although it looks like a pipe, what I'm actually talking about is a wooden essential oils inhaler. I'll load up my inhaler with a few drops of an oil congruent to whatever activity I'm going to do. That's peppermint for athletic performance, rosemary for cognition into focus, and a blend called Thieves to keep my immune system strong whenever I'm traveling. Before you write off essential oils as pseudoscientific junk, I want you to give it a try. They're already used in common products. The menthol and peppermint, for example, is used in muscle relaxing creams like Icy Hot. And we'll do another deep dive into the science of essential oils and specific oils. But for now, I want to share a product that I use that's infinitely more fun, economical, and effective than traditional essential oil diffusers. The product is called Fume. And today, Adam McNeil from their team is sharing why it's caught on like wildfire over the last few years. Adam is a book nerd, marketer, and a challenger. He has a deep passion for stepping into messes beyond his capabilities and walking out stronger and equipped to serve more. Today, he's working with the Fume team to put an end to big tobacco. Fundamentally, they're helping create a world of positive habits because our habits, whether we see it or not, are leading us to a destination, which may or may not be positive. In his free time, he professionally competes in a traditional Japanese game called Kendama, and he runs and hosts the podcast called The Brew View. In the episode, we'll cover what that game is, and if you're interested, you can find the details on cafekendama.com. And I'll put his website, along with my Fume essential oil inhaler review, in the show notes at mindbodypeak.com/51. If this sounds right up your alley and you want to get your own Fume, you can use the code URBAN10 and that'll save you 10% off the Fume or any of the starter packs. And then all you need is an essential oil or one of their cores and you're off to the races. Ladies and gentlemen, sit back, put a stimulating oil in your Fume, and enjoy this episode. Today, I've got Adam McNeil of Fume on the show. Adam, welcome.
It is a pleasure and a joy to be here. Thanks for having me, Nick.
So I first discovered your product back in 2021, I believe. And since then, it's become a staple of my routine. But tell me about your routine. What non-negotiable or unusual thing have you done for your health and performance today?
I have been drinking coffee for way too long. I don't know if it's a health related thing or an addiction. At this point, it's kind of both for me. So I do love my coffee in the morning, but I actually play with this toy. It's called a Kendama. It's like a Japanese volume cup. And I use this like every day, both because it's really, really fun, but also it's a great tool for hand-eye coordination and just activating a different part of my brain on the daily. It's like a hand-eye coordination tool. You pull the ball up on the cup. It's like a children's Japanese game, but I got really into it when I was in college. And ever since I've been playing it, and it's been such a help for me, both like mental health wise and for just staying focused throughout the day, because it starts to activate different parts of my body and my brain when I work at a desk all day.
Yeah. And it's also a way of adding some energy and novelty into your day. And like you said, it activates different pathways in your brain. So that's one of those little things that I've been trying to find to inject into my routine to add some difference into my day.
Dude, you'd love it. You should try one. They're awesome. You can get them all over the place.
Nice. And I also see that you have a camera in your background, and
that's mostly for aesthetics. It doesn't actually work, but I wish I was a photographer. I envy photographers so much because they have such a cool eye for just capturing the beauty of the world. And I love seeing it and I love seeing their work, but for some reason I have just not built up the skill set to replicate it.
Okay, well, let's talk about Fume and the world of aromatic plant volatile compounds.
Yeah, great question. So I got into Fume about 2 years ago now. It's about the time when I started talking with the company. And at that point, I knew the CEO of the company. He founded it about 4 years ago with his brother and another set of brothers. And they were all into fitness and they were looking to create a new tool to help get the benefits of peppermint. Peppermint was used for ATP production, improving your oxygenation so that you could essentially feed your muscles better. And this was like a commonly used practice in the gyms that they were going to, where guys would put peppermint on their hands, breathe it in through their nose, and it would help boost their airway. So they could just lift more, pull more, get more out of their muscles because they were feeding them more oxygen. And so they originally developed Fume for that reason, but it kind of got taken out of that world by happenstance because the customers that started buying it were people looking to use essential oils for broader aromatherapeutic uses. So it kind of got pulled into this whole essential oil world that was more broad than just the gym based on customer demand, not even based on how they were positioning. It just kind of got pulled. And since then, it started getting pulled into a new market, which was the smoking cessation market, all by customer demand, where they kept getting reviews and testimonials of people saying, this is the first breath of fresh air that I've had in 28 years from nicotine. And they were getting testimonials like that. And so they reached out to me when I was in college. They were looking for someone to take over their influencer marketing at the time because they were starting to scale. They wanted to get Fume in the hands of lots of different people. And so I came and joined the company at that time. And it was kind of in that transition towards smoking cessation. I was so on board for that because I've seen the effects of smoking in my family, not my immediate family, but extended, and lots of people close to me. And I was like, hey, that's something I can really get behind and join. And before that, I didn't have a lot of background or education in the biohacking space, nor did I have a ton of education in essential oils or aromatherapy at all. Before I joined the company, I thought it was a whole lot of hogwash, and I thought that there wasn't a lot of value in it, similar to even the conversation you and I were having beforehand about how you and I both would have been in that same boat where, like, plant oils, really? Like, they're that beneficial for people? So that's where I was, and I joined the company then. And so today, now we are, you know, in our opinion, and I think more broadly, the best natural solution for people to quit smoking that feels like you're quitting smoking because it's something that replaces the hand-to-mouth habit, as well as fills the oral sensation. Is that a broad enough more and direct enough answer? I'm more than happy to dive more into it.
Our household has used it for both of those reasons. I personally use it for the athletic performance, biohacking, mental clarity and cognition side of things. In fact, I have my multiple Fumes in front of me right now. And I was using that on the field to do a sprint workout about an hour ago. And one of the things I love about it is when you do it, you're not gasping for air as much as you would because it's a strong bronchodilator. So your airways are much clearer and you can recover faster between each bout of exercise. And then also on the smoking cessation side, my partner is not a big smoker, but she's been trying to kick the habit for a long time. And she's been using the Fume with black pepper extract and a couple others that we just throw in a blend core. It works wonderfully. When she's been using it, her desire to have an actual cigarette has gone way, way down, and she hasn't picked one back up since.
That's awesome. So cool to hear. And you're totally right. Like, there's still a dedicated fan base of ours that comes from that biohacking athletic performance place, particularly in football. We originally, when we started the company, got a lot of attention in the Canadian Football League, like the CFL up here. And we have still a number of CFL and NFL athletes that love their Fume and they use it in their practices. And we get DMs every now and then from them saying, like, dude, it's still wild to me that I don't gasp for breath after a workout. And it's like, because of this. And that's the thing that they point to. And I'm like, that's crazy to me too. It's like, you are a professional athlete and you're giving a ton of credit to this product we've created. And I love that. It's so cool.
Yeah. I didn't realize that it's being used professionally too. I know when I'm on the field and I have this, what looks like cigarette in my mouth, in between bouts of sprints, I get very weird looks.
Yeah. It's like, is that guy smoking and working out? What irony.
We covered that it's used for athletic performance. It's used to stop smoking. It's also used for cognition. I know dating back to, I want to say the Greeks or Romans, they used rosemary essential oil as a mental stimulator. Do you know any other ways it's used?
Yeah. So essential oils more broadly are used in a lot of different ways, more particularly for us. Like we focus on inhalation and the aromatherapeutic uses. So a lot of people use essential oils topically, but put them on their skin in some sort of a carrier oil to either a massage. It's used in massage therapy a lot. But for inhalation, there's a lot of different oils that can be used for different benefits. Particularly, we've leaned more into sort of the florals, lavender, copaiba, et cetera, for their stress relieving benefits, as well as there's a lot of research being done currently on, I think it's copaiba or cedarwood, on its effects on insomnia. So people using it for sleep. And in general, there's a lot of other plants that have lots of different molecular structures that interact with your body in different ways through inhalation. And there's just a lot of brewing research. The thing that is really difficult when it comes to essential oils is it's true. There's not that much research out there still. There is a lot, and there's a lot of history of use. But more recently, there's been a lot more studies being published both on smoking cessation, athletic therapy or athletic performance, and on mental health, as well as other physiological and psychological effects. So the research is growing. We actually keep a plant database on our website, on our subsidiary website. So if you go to fume.com, F-U with the umlaut, it's a different website that we have, .com/plant-database, plant-database. You can actually see a bunch of the studies that have been done on the different plants that we work with. And we're trying to add to that as regularly as we can and keep that updated with a lot of the up-to-date studies that have been done.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know you guys had that resource available. I've also heard rumors that these essential oils used via inhalation can also help with like seasonal allergies.
Yeah, that's actually my personal favorite use case. So there was a common blend of essential oils that were used for quite a while, lemon, lavender, and peppermint in that combination for inhalation that is supposed to be really helpful for allergies. And part of that's because a lemon and a lot of the other citruses are generally good for detoxification. And so it just cleans things out for you. But then peppermint, as we talked about, is a great, great oil for opening up your airways. It's used in athletic performance. It's also helpful for allergies, as you feel like you just can't breathe as well during those seasons. And then lavender is great for inflammation. I can't get my words out today, but it's got great anti-inflammatory benefits. So it tends to typically soothe the throat. So I get terrible seasonal allergies, and we created our course, Lemonberry Bliss, which is built on that foundation of lemon, lavender, and peppermint. And then we added other oils to that to round out the flavor, because by itself, lemon, lavender, and peppermint does not taste super good and is not that enjoyable of a scent. So we do our best when we develop our cores to target benefit, but also include flavor. Because if it's not enjoyable, it's really hard to create a habit that sticks.
Yes, I know from mixing and matching my huge stash, I probably have accumulated maybe 25 different essential oil vials now. And some of the combinations are great. I should really write them down. Some of them are ones that I don't really want to repeat.
Yeah. Oh man, you should hear the stories. We have a support group on Facebook. It's like our quitting support group. And there's a blend of people on there that just use our pre-made cores, like our Conquer cores, peppermint, you name it. And then there's others that are all about creating their own blends. And then people post recipes and everything, and people get really nerdy into creating flavorful combinations. It's really cool to see.
Yeah. And one thing I've noticed from using your cores is that they do have a much better flavor than the ones that I tend to make myself.
Well, we get really complex and granular with them. So, you know, when you're making your own cores at home, typically people are dropping 1, 2, 3 drops of whatever oil they're putting on there. So you really only get the variance of 1 to 2 to 3 different oils on there at a time if you're staying kind of within that range. But what we do is we do batches. So oftentimes we're working with 12 oils per core to make complex flavors in really diluted formats. So everything blends together really nicely to a complex and enjoyable flavor. Mm-hmm. So Conquer has, I think, something between like 6 to 12 different oils as a part of that flavor, even though the main pieces of it are your peppermint and your black pepper for smoking cessation.
A second ago, you said you mentioned using Fume and essential oils in general to build healthy habits.
Yeah. So one, I think, especially when we talk about smoking cessation, it's really helpful to have something that replaces that hand-to-mouth habit. Smoking is both habitual and an addiction. It's something that you do regularly for the nicotine, as well as you do regularly because it's been ingrained into your habitual life. And so Fume really helps to replace that. But more broadly, There's a lot of ways that you can use Fume to integrate healthy habits into your life through the principles of hooking. And so whether or not you want to do cold showers or do whatever it is, you can create a scent or aroma or an experience that you do that hooks to that activity. And so we've seen lots of our customers use Fume to help create new routines in their life by introducing a new scent or a new flavor or a new aroma attached to an activity. So whether or not that's yoga or whatever you're doing, there's ways to do that through aromatherapy and through hooking. And that's more psychological on that side. That's more of the placebic aromatherapy side of it. But then on the habits side of it, that's more physiological. There is the benefits on athletic performance that if you are enjoying this and it's becoming easier because of an aid, it's going to be more likely that you're going to continue with that habit. So if you're trying to go to the gym, it's a lot better when you have support tools that make that first couple weeks even easier so that you can create that routine and allow that to set in. And so having a tool like Fume that just makes you not gasp for air as much does make your workout more enjoyable. It can make those things a little bit smoother for your life and help to create positive habits.
So that process of hooking, I would say, I want to take a cold shower. I want to get into that habit. I would pick a scent, say lavender is not a good one. Say citrus, say grapefruit. I would pick that. I would load it into my Fume. I'd use my Fume. Then I would take a cold shower. And then that association would make me more likely to carry it out in the future.
Yeah. In some regard, it can be like that. It's the same way of like how smells have associations for us with certain things in our life. It's like in the same way that when you eat a meal for a cigarette smoker, they eat a meal and then they immediately associate, oh, I ate a meal, I need to smoke a cigarette, because they've created those hooks in their life. And so when you can identify things in your own life that you can associate hooks with that are positive reinforcements. So, you know, maybe you really like coffee and you've been trying to read a book and you're not a very avid reader. One of the things that you can do is like, okay, so I'm going to hook making a cup of coffee with the association of reading a book. It's almost like creating a reward pattern for yourself because you're attaching something positive that you really enjoy to an activity that you're trying to integrate into your life. And so if you really like peppermint in your Fume, you can set a habit to say, hey, I'm going to do peppermint in my Fume when I'm doing this activity that I'm trying to integrate into my life.
And then it would also be important not to be using peppermint throughout the day.
Yeah, that can get into the way for sure. It depends, but yeah, you can definitely separate things throughout your patterns in your days. You could use a same core or you could swap it out. I know lots of people that swap their cores for certain parts of the day. We even have some customers that are crazy. They'll buy like four or five Fumes just to have specific flavors for each Fume. And then they have them set in different parts of their house for different things that they're doing. It's like, whoa, that's crazy. I just swapped mine out.
Yeah. We have one Fume here for energy, for productivity and for like winding up, and then one for the evening and winding down. But we don't have five or six scattered throughout the house. Not yet, at least.
Yeah, I have a lot, but I really only use my one. This is like the only one I use now.
Yeah. I think we should backtrack and talk about what an essential oil is, because that's like the fuel inside the Fume, the gas to the race car.
Yeah, good question. So I think to better answer what an essential oil is, sometimes it's helpful to know what it isn't. I think the moment that people hear oil, they have this association with like, oh, it's like a vegetable oil or some other sort of petroleum-based oil or something that they've abstracted in their mind that it could be, because essential oil has that same association word-wise. It's none of those things. Instead, essential oils are volatile plant compounds. It's basically you take a ton of these plants and you can compress them or press them and extract the essence of them into a liquid form. And that's the essential oil. And these are highly volatile, meaning they evaporate really fast. And unlike a vegetable oil that you would like leave out, it's going to stay there for hours and hours and hours. Essential oils are extremely volatile. You leave a pure essential oil on a piece of paper out 30, 40 minutes in your room, it's gone, disappears, vanishes. It won't even be on the paper anymore. And that's a test you can do like on your own home essential oils, if they're pure or not. It's like you can buy them. If you don't trust them, put them on a piece of paper, leave it at room temperature, 30 to 45 minutes. It should evaporate and leave virtually no residue.
I'm assuming that it differs from one essential oil to another. Some are more volatile than others.
Yeah, and that comes down to the molecular structure of them. Some are a little bit more resilient in that way, but typically they will almost all evaporate entirely. So it's just a simple test that you can do. But yeah, it's crazy though. I'd have to pull up the numbers again, but essential oils are crazy. And the amount of work that goes into creating even a couple milliliters of them, it takes an insane amount of plants. So these are highly concentrated, like plant structures that have been pressed together into a small liquid drop that then carry those components into whatever use you use them in, which is why they're highly effective.
Yeah, I read a book called The Cure is in the Cupboard. And it was a whole book, I think it was like 200 plus pages, on just oil of oregano essential oil.
Yeah.
And the author was talking about how it's like, don't quote me on this, but 100 or 200 pounds of oregano into one drop. It was something ridiculous. And I thought, okay, if it's that concentrated, I have to try it. So I ordered it, got it in the mail, and popped the drop in my tongue, and it burnt. It really burnt my tongue, and I didn't know if I was going to be okay at first, because I was expecting placebo.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, no effect. So don't do that yourself, but if you are skeptical whether or not they work, you can test it yourself, and you can also look into the literature, because there is some research, and oil of oregano in particular is great for killing MRSA, and it's like one of nature's antivirals, antimicrobials, I'll say.
Yeah. Yeah, oil of oregano is quite potent. We don't use it in any course for that reason. It's an incredibly aromatic oil, and it would be devastating to put in the fume in terms of flavor-wise. You'd be like, I can't taste anything else but oregano.
Yes, it's a very strong flavor and scent, and it also has pretty powerful effects on the body. I came down with a certain respiratory illness recently, and one of the things I did was have a bunch of oil of oregano, and I did something that most herbalists say not to do, and I also ingested it in addition to inhaling it. And then I tested my microbiomes, my oral microbiome and also my gut microbiome, and it seems to have decimated the microbial populations in both of them. Wow.
That's so cool. That's awesome. Yeah, we can't speak too much to that, but yeah. Yeah. Oregano is great. And rose, if there's another oil you want to look into in terms of like how much goes into making it, it's insane. Rose oil is really expensive, but it takes something like thousands of pounds of rose to be able to make a bottle of rose oil, which is partly the reason why it's an incredibly inefficient way.
Yeah. I almost feel bad for buying that. I don't have any, but what's the role of essential oils in plants? I know they're like plant defense compounds in some cases. They're also the aromatics, the scent and like the essence and the vital force of the plant.
Yeah, I'd suppose that every plant probably has different use cases for the structures in them. And so I think you'd have to get pretty granular on each plant to really dive into how they interact. And you might honestly know a lot better than me. I'm probably not the best person to talk to you about the way that the essential oil benefits the plant, as it's just part of the compound and the structure of it. Mm-hmm. So the way that they absorb foods and nutrients and how it grows and processes would all be a part of the function. It's basically the root of what the plant is carried in the oil of it.
Mm-hmm. And there's also multiple different ways you can use essential oils. You can inhale it, you can consume it like I did and don't recommend, and you can also apply it topically. Why did you guys choose to go down the inhalation route?
Partly because each method has different benefits associated with it in the way that it interacts. So when you inhale, you're basically using your olfactory system, which is what lives in your nasal cavity. It's basically what absorbs the essential oils and then transmits those signals to the rest of your body, into your brain. It's kind of the pathway in which it's absorbed. When you ingest, it's totally different. It goes through your stomach, through your digestive system, through your liver. And there's a lot of complications that can go on there, which is why it's like highly recommended, generally speaking, not to ingest essential oils at all. And there's lots of people that do it anyways, but the general consensus out there is like, hey, probably shouldn't do that. And partly because there hasn't been enough research in that space yet on how they interact with the rest of your biome down there. But on aromatherapy, on the inhalation side, that's where the most studies have been done, and topically as well. So you can apply topically if you want to work on like skin or other things like that. And there's tons of crazy results that people have seen from applying essential oils mixed with like a carrier oil, like coconut, on their skin to see results. Even our CEO recently, he was using frankincense, I believe it was, on some eczema that he had. And he was like, it was crazy. Within like a day after I had this for several days, it just kind of disappeared after a day or two. And it was a quick remedy for him. And I was like, that's crazy. Yeah. But it's crazy what these oils can do for your body. Yeah. And whether or not that's associated directly with the oil, hard to say. I have to do more studies for sure. But there's tons of research and benefits out there that people have deeply studied on.
Yeah, it's more about just knowing what condition matches to what oil and how to apply it. And I'm sure there's resources out there, but it's not the easiest to find. It's not like there's no Google.com of essential oils.
No, Healthline in particular is typically a really good resource. They're really good at pulling in a lot of the data that's been out there. And you can look up a lot of the articles. And again, like, check out our plant database. We keep as much as we can on there for public use, for people to just see a collective resource of the studies that have been done.
Yeah. And I remember back from my own research, the barrier between the olfactory system and the brain is very minimal. So the smells influence the brain much more so than the information processed from our other senses.
Yeah, it's really fast. It's the fastest way that these essential oils can interact with your body is through inhalation, not through digestion, not through topical. In the same way that, like, for a terrible example, it's the same way that our bodies interact with, like, weed. If you smoke weed or if you take an edible, it's a different interaction. And the time it takes for it to engage with your body and the way that your body experiences it is significantly different, whether or not you smoke it and inhale it or if you ingest it. It's the same principles there. And so that translates really accurately to how it's used for essential oils.
It's a much more targeted approach. There's less collateral damage, less processing by the liver, which can elevate liver enzymes, especially if you get a bad quality oil. When you inhale it, it's not going through all the other systems primarily. It's going first up next to the brain and then down throughout the body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really quick. And part of that is basically why we lean into inhalation over the other methods. We've had lots of opportunity to explore using essential oils in other ways through other products, but we want to focus on inhalation because we see it as just the most effective way to, you know, help people get into it.
When I talked to Braden, the CEO of Hume, he was mentioning some of his favorite oils, and we both have a love of peppermint. And he was also mentioning some others. Like, what are the oils that you guys like most, or you hear the best responses from customers around?
Yeah. So we have a couple individual core flavors that we do keep on our roster typically. And those are the ones that are usually like the, hey, people really like these as single oil flavors and for their benefits. And so peppermint's one of them. Black pepper is probably the second biggest that we work with individually. And that's mostly because that's the number one oil for helping people quit smoking. There's a ton of really cool data behind how black pepper helps to reduce nicotine withdrawal cravings. And that has to do with the same way that it interacts with your neural pathways. They've done a ton of research out at the Nicotine Research Lab in North Carolina. It's the same guys who developed the nicotine patch at that research lab. They were looking into natural alternatives to help create another way for people to quit smoking that didn't depend on nicotine replacement. And they found some incredible results through the inhalation of black pepper. This was back in like 1994 that they were working on this, and they've done repeated studies since. And so black pepper has kind of been the cornerstone of a lot of our newer cores because we've leaned so much into helping people quit smoking. So black pepper is a big favorite. Lavender for the stress relief benefits.
Before you go on, that's really cool. And black pepper also heats up the body. Like, it's an ancient Ayurvedic remedy to increase fever. And prior to sauna, I'll use it. And I wonder if it's also working on the endocannabinoid system, because when you consume black pepper, it works on the CB1 and CB2 receptors. But I'm wondering if when you inhale it, it does the same thing.
Yeah, that's the theory that's out there. I don't know if there's been a ton of like detailed research on that specifically, but it's the same reason I'm assuming that people have associated with cannabis being a great tool to quit smoking as well, because it hits some of the same receptors as nicotine in your brain. So cannabis, black pepper, and nicotine seem to follow the same neural pathway and how it interacts with your brain. And so each of them seem to work in a way to reduce the cravings of one another. And so we have a subset of our customers absolutely that are trying to quit THC or quit smoking and cannabis or THC. And they'll use our black pepper course as well for that same reason, or to curb their highs.
Yeah. I'm also curious. I want to get a continuous glucose monitor and then try comparing like a big hit, multiple big hits of cinnamon essential oil to actually consuming cinnamon orally and to see if it has a similar blood glucose lowering effect.
Yeah, that would be really interesting. I'd love to see that data if you do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And so after black pepper, you were mentioning lavender.
Yeah. Lavender is probably the third biggest one that we generally work with. And that's because it has great anti-inflammatory benefits, and it helps to also smooth out a lot of the flavors in cores. As we mentioned, when we develop cores, there's two primary things that we look at. One, targeted function. Is it actually helping someone with a specific you know, habit, or is it helping them with a specific area of support? So, you know, whether or not it's addiction or focus or clarity, whatever that is, we want to focus it. And then it also needs to be enjoyable, because if it's not enjoyable, it's not going to be enjoyable for the customer to use it. And the customer is not going to want to develop that habit with that core.
Yeah.
So lavender helps to add some flavor and a roundness to some of the cores. And it's just a calming, relaxing, and an enjoyable scent.
Would you want to offset some of the more stimulating oils, like say a lemon oil, with something more relaxing? Would that like take the edge off it? Kind of like when you drink coffee, some people add L-theanine or taurine or any of these other ingredients that calm your nervous system.
Yeah. So in the same way, like if peppermint's to is kind of like an upper and lavender is kind of a downer, would they balance each other out? Yeah. Maybe to a degree. It probably depends. There's peppermint's pretty overpowering in general as an aroma. And so peppermint typically dominates. If there was maybe a less menthol or less stimulating oil in there and lavender was also in there, they'd start to balance each other out a little bit more in how it interacts with your body. But I'm not 100% sure. I wouldn't be the right person to ask that. There'd be other people on our team that work in our core development department that could probably talk a little bit more detailed about that than I. But generally, that's how I would assume your body might react. But there's a lot of nuance to that for sure.
Yeah. I like that you guys have a whole core development team.
Yeah, well, we've been in it for a little bit now. And so we're always trying to develop more and put out new flavors that people can enjoy. We've been pretty stagnant in the past couple months. We've been really trying to focus in on our smoking cessation market and just optimizing things a little bit better for them before we get back into developing some more cores. But we always keep a couple flavors kind of on the back bench that we're waiting to release for a good time.
Okay, so walk me through how the optimal way to use Fume, because I know when I got mine, I didn't realize that the case it came in actually locked in the essential oils. And so I was having to add more oils every couple hours to get the same benefit. And then I realized if I store it properly, those oils can last days. I still taste a strong effect days after.
Yeah. So I'll say this first, even if you can taste it, that doesn't mean all the benefits are still there. Mm. Some of the aromas do last longer than the benefits of the actual oils themselves. Peppermint's a deceiving one that way, just because it is so strong. Cinnamon as well. But it goes back to the same thing that we were talking about earlier. You can do that same dilution test. It's the same principle. If you leave your Fume out on a counter, not in the case, slowly the oils will evaporate from that core just into the air around and the benefits will dissipate, which is why we have our case. It's a cardboard tube. We try to keep it as eco-friendly as we possibly can. And this helps to lock in the core and the essential oils within here, so it's not going to evaporate. We're working as well on developing better storage capacity so that the evaporation rate's even slower. Because even over time, if you just leave it in here, slowly it will evaporate, but it's way slower. And so you can keep a core pretty fresh for quite a while. And we typically tell our customers, you'll get about a full 24-hour cycle of value out of a core, each individual one. Now, you can extend that maybe over a couple of days, but it's about 24 hours of benefit from that core. And if you're storing it in here, you can typically extend that over a couple of days.
Yeah. I don't think we covered it, but it might be useful to explain what exactly the Fume even is. Because when I first saw it, I thought it was a pipe or a vaporizer and it would heat up the oils, but it doesn't do any of that.
Yeah, good question. Fume is a natural wooden inhaler. There is no electronics, there's no vape, there's no heating or combustion involved. It's a passive aromatherapy inhaler. So your body is doing the action of pulling in the air, and that air picks up the molecules on our cores. I got a pack of cores right here. And so they're a medical grade polyester core designed to hold essential oils. And because essential oils are pretty concentrated compounds, they don't work well with a lot of materials. So we have to be really particular about the material that we use with our cores in order for them to be safe to inhale on. Mm. So you can inhale directly in through your mouth and out through your nose. And that way that aroma is going in your mouth and out your nose, passing your olfactory system twice on both sides, because you're olfactory system can be accessed through the roof of your mouth as well as through your nasal cavity. So that's going to get you the most benefit in there. That's the simplest way to use Fume. And other than that, we typically work with just Canadian maple and we handcraft them here in Canada.
And there's a couple different designs, but how do you go about deciding the frequency? Like, should I be using this all day or should I be using it in the morning, in the evening? What do you think?
So it depends probably on which habit you're trying to work on or which area support you're looking for.
General wellness support.
General wellness, I would say you can use Fume about as often as you want to in a day, but typically I would say maybe take a hit every couple 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or intermittently throughout the day. I think peppermint in the morning is one of the best ways to use Fume. It's a great way to wake up. You wake up, you roll out of bed, you're kind of getting over that grogginess, whatever that is for you. Take a hit of peppermint in the morning and it will wake you right up. It's awesome. Maybe add some lavender in there in the evening, ease into your sleep. It's so good. And then throughout the day, you can use pretty regularly. We use less than the daily recommended amount on your course, so it's safe to use throughout the entirety of your day. And that's prescribed by Health Canada. Three drops is the typical daily recommendation in terms of a max. So we don't go more than that, even though you can use a core for more than one day. And over the course of several days, we try to keep that concentration less. And that's just prescribed by the FDA, Health Canada. So we stay within those.
I've never adhered to that, so that's good to know. I didn't realize that there was a upper limit on how much I should be inhaling.
Yeah, it's customers, if they're doing their own thing, they sometimes will go more. But when we're developing our own course, we stay within the safety guidelines.
And is there a certain time you want to inhale, like 10 seconds or 3 seconds? Or
I don't know if there's a specific time, but I would take one large breath in, pause, breathe out through your nose. And, and it's typical to how you would do like breath therapy, or if you're familiar with like other forms of breath meditation, be similar to that.
Okay. Well, let's start to wrap this one up. But before we do, we've arranged a discount if anyone's interested in picking up their own Fume. And you can pick up either the individual, what do you call it, inhaler pipe? Vape.
Yeah, the Fume inhaler.
You can pick up the individual one, or you can pick up the starter pack, or I'm assuming there's a smoking cessation pack now.
Yeah, so we've trimmed everything down. We got two packs on our site right now. There's the Quit Naturally pack, which is really geared towards our smokers. It's got our four most popular cores that smokers love. And then we have our starter pack, which has a bit more broad set of cores that are kind of more designed for that holistic wellness. So if you're there for quitting smoking, great. If you also want cores for energy focus, you name it, it's got a wide variety there. That's typically the best place to start if you don't know where you're starting. Otherwise, you can also take our quiz. We have a quiz at the bottom of our website, and that's going to help kind of point you in the right direction to picking the pack and the cores that are best for you.
This must be a newer one. It wasn't there back when I got mine.
Yeah. We added that in last year. We're actually considering whether or not we're going to keep that on our website or not. And partly because we focused so much now on our smoking cessation market that it's caused some confusion for them. They're like, wait, is this for more than just smoking cessation? And it's like, well, it is. Absolutely. But we don't want to confuse you. We want to make it simpler for you because you were just trying to get off nicotine and we want to be really helpful there. So we maybe we'll open up another site that's more for the biohacking side. Who knows?
You set up a code. I think it's Urban10. That'll save them 10%.
Yeah, it's either Urban or Urban10. Either way, we can set both up on our back end. So that way, whichever one they use works.
Yeah. And the link to this will be in the show notes as well. Okay, Adam, I have a couple more questions for you before we hit the rapid fire round.
Awesome.
All right. Imagine that you have a virtual board of directors and you're going to run all your major life decisions through them. Who would you put on that and why?
Wow. That is an incredibly hard question to answer. Business-wise, I would get really deep into organizational psychology stuff. And I love Adam Grant. He's written several books, done a bunch of TED Talks. And the way that he approaches how humans interact within the workplace has shaped a lot of how I work within a workplace and how I like to work with our team. And so to have him on my board of directors to help walk me through people, that'd be fantastic. Outside of that, you know, we've been big fans of Ben Greenfield here for a while. I know that Ben would be a fantastic life coach for myself to help keep me in a healthy direction. So he would be great to have on my personal board of directors. And outside of that, there's probably a long, long list of people within business that I really look up to. And I don't even know if I'd have time to add them to a list.
Okay, we'll go on to your favorite books. Or if everything was, all knowledge on earth was destroyed, you get to save three books.
First book, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. That book has been a very guiding book for myself, you know, finding your logos in terms of what is that one thing that you can attach to in your life that will drive you forward. And you know, I'm always working to refine what that is in my life. And it's been so guiding for me. And similarly, I think his situation is very similar to the question that you're asking, where everything has been stripped from him, all knowledge, all education, everything has been taken away from him as he's been in this internment camp in Nazi Germany. And it's just a brilliantly written book with great principles in it. Secondly, Give and Take by Adam Grant. I love that book. It's a great book in terms of how to grow as a human and interpersonal relationships that, you know, our assumptions about how you climb in corporate America or in life in general is by taking and taking and taking. And he flips that on its head to show that the most successful people are the people that are firstly giving value to other people. And it's a principle that I try to live by, is give value first and value will eventually come back your way. And then lastly, Good to Great by Jim Collins has been a really guiding book for our business and for us in general, all on our team. And for me in particular, it's a really foundational book for all things business. And it was kind of the turn of the century in business literature from what was the Industrial Revolution age of business to the modern age of business, where it's a lot more people focused. Prior to Jim Collins' book, the assumption was that businesses were scaled and grown through efficiencies of reducing labor costs, reducing costs. And Jim Collins identified these top performing businesses that had great performance that were built on people first and on these other principles that are now kind of the norm in businesses today that succeed. And he was the guy who did that foundational research.
Wow. I didn't realize that. Sounds like you've had a lot of background with like relational psychology.
Well, I want to go do my master's in it at some point, but
okay.
That's the hope.
All right, we'll go on to the rapid fire round now. What's one thing you've changed your mind on in the last year?
Ooh, I have probably changed my mind a lot on the use of psychedelics for mental health. There's been a ton of cool research coming out on psilocybin that I used to just dismiss entirely years back, where I've been like, no way are people using mushrooms to help themselves. And my entire worldview has shifted on that. I have yet to try by any means, but I am way more open to the idea that psilocybin and mushrooms and other forms of natural tools can be used to help people both mentally and physiologically.
Yeah.
So that's a big one that I've turned on.
Yeah, there's overwhelming like anecdotes of it going very right. And also there's the occasional story of it going very wrong. So of course, the set and setting make a big difference.
Yeah, exactly.
What's been the best life-changing purchase you've made under $500?
So I didn't purchase it, but I will give a ton of credit to it. It was gifted to me. But I got an Oura Ring, last generation, not the new one. I would never buy the new one. I can't prescribe to their subscription model. Yes. I would never do it. But the old gen is awesome. And I have been struggling a lot with energy this past year. And I'm starting to realize that I might have a bigger picture in my health that I need to get looked at when it comes to thyroid related things. But the Oura Ring was actually the first thing to identify that for me in showing that my resting heart rate was nearly a 48. And that's exceptionally low for someone who is not as physical as they might appear to be. I'm not running marathons out here, and yet my resting heart rate is about the same as Usain Bolt. So I got to get that looked at. And it's actually been an incredible tool for me to identify those things.
Cool. Yeah. My resting heart rate's around 49. So I'm a little jealous that yours is that low.
No, I'm scared. I'm more intimidated by it. I'm like, man, there's something wrong with me.
I see. Okay. What's a... this is the final one that I ask everyone, and you may or may not have prepared for it, but what's one thing that the Fume Tribe does not know about you?
Oh, that the Fume Tribe doesn't know about me.
Yeah.
Man, that is a good question, because I was thinking more broadly. I feel like the people that I work with know a lot about me.
We can expand the definition of Fume Tribe to also include the Facebook groups and social media presence.
Sure. Well, a lot of the people I work with would know this, but I was highly competitive in video games growing up, and I was in the top tier of players of a game that was infamous once upon a time called World of Warcraft. And I played my life away on that game for quite a few years. And so that was a big joy. And then, I mean, we talked about it earlier, but Kendama is kind of the big other side in my life that I got really competitive in, and I started traveling around and going to competitions for in the past several years. So the Fume like customer base wouldn't know that about me, but the Fume team knows that about
I see. So it looks like hand-eye coordination has played a pivotal role in your in your life so far?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, Adam, do you have any final takeaways or parting thoughts to leave our audience with?
Fundamentally, I think people have the opportunity with their lives to create positive habits. And I think that ultimately positive habits that we reinforce in our lives today will lead to a more positive future. And so for us at Fume, we want to help people identify those goals and create the pathway and the tools to get them there. And for right now, we're really focused on helping smokers get there. But I think that principle is the principle that I hope everybody walks away with, that if you focus your attention today on a specific destination, the direction will come. I think I read that in a book once. It's like the principle of attention, direction, destinations. Like, what you focus on today will lead you to a destination. So set the right habits now.
Yeah. And then use tools like Fume to make those achieving those habits and sticking with those habits just a little bit easier.
Yeah. Reinforce those. Exactly.
Cool. Well, Adam, thanks for joining us on the Mind Body Peak Performance podcast today. It's been great hosting you and talking about Fume essential oils and where you guys are going.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much, Nick.
I'm Nick Urban here with Adam McNeil, signing out from mindbodypeak.com. Have a great week and be an outlier. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Head over to Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and leave a rating. Every review helps me bring you thought-provoking guests. As always, you can find the show notes for this one at mindbodypeak.com/episode. There, you can also chat with other peak performers or connect with me directly. The information depicted in this podcast is for information purposes only. Please consult your primary healthcare professional before making any lifestyle changes.